This is Bird Note. Canyons, whether large or small, can host a spectacular variety of birds. Consider Swakane Canyon in central Washington state. It cuts west from the Columbia River into the Etiot Mountains for 9 miles while gaining nearly 3,000 feet. Steep slopes wall in the canyon floor, several hundred yards wide. The lower canyon is dry and sparsely vegetated. But as we trek upward, we see that gains in elevation bring abundant changes in plant life, creating varied habitats. A slender creek runs through the canyon, nurturing shrubs like blue elderberry. The plant provides nesting cover for bullocks, orioles, and other birds in summer, and masses of tiny fruit to migrating birds in September. A few miles up the canyon, we find stands of ponderosa pines, home to western tanagers. Climbing farther, we come upon groves of aspens and dense willow thickets, then grassy meadows interspersed with beaver ponds. Near the top of the canyon, accompanied by the song of a hermit thrush, we enter the shade of tall firs. Each successive habitat embraces a new mix of birds and other wildlife. In this canyon, nature creates a masterpiece, lovely to behold, and so rich in variety. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.